I feel some need to explain the paraments, the decoration for today. Ordinarily, we would have white up for the baptism of the Lord Sunday. Instead, we have red, the color used for Pentecost, but also the color used for ordination and installation services. It is up today because I had planned on our installing our newest elder class today until we delayed those plans because of the weather. I chose to leave the red in place because we use red on days about the action of the Holy Spirit, Pentecost, ordinations, installations, and I think often Presbyterians are too quick to try to contain the Spirit in our theologically constrained boxes. I have, for some time now, since Alana spoke, been trying not to make too much of the metaphor of the pigeons and doves hanging out at the Baptist church and not here. And we might think of the Holy Spirit as this softly cooing dove, or perhaps as a pigeon, and I am enjoying that metaphor, so thank you, especially with the pigeon's tendency to do what it can with whatever it can find. We might also think of the Holy Spirit as the tongues of fire adorning the head of the disciples during Pentecost as they started to proclaim the gospel in all of the languages of the Jewish diaspora and Roman Empire. Or perhaps, continuing on the bird metaphor, we might think as some of the old Celtic Christians did. They who saw the Holy Spirit in their giant, ungainly, loud, wild goose. Or perhaps we've absorbed some Quaker influence and see the Holy Spirit in references to the still, quiet voice of God. I've been thinking about these a lot this week because when I chose today as the hoped-for date for our installation service for the new elders and also for the start of our confirmation and new member classes, I was not thinking about the liturgical calendar, but rather the secular one, and yet this would have been an especially appropriate day to begin. In our text today from Acts, we learn that a group of Samaritans has started following the teachings of Jesus. At this point in history, Christianity has not yet definitively broken away from Judaism, so there is some significance in their welcoming Samaritans, who we may remember from the parable of the Good Samaritan, were not well liked by the Jewish people of Jesus' time. What struck me this week about the text was the distinction made when they say, as yet, the Spirit had not come upon any of them. They had only been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. In our Bible study on Tuesday, we talked about this difference between being baptized and receiving the Holy Spirit as related to the difference between knowing something and knowing something by heart. As Alana said, we can have many insights without going to seminary, and this was an insight that did not come from me, and it's one that I've been wrestling with all week. It changed my thinking not just about the action of the Holy Spirit, but also about the idiom of knowing something by heart. I think we, or at least I, often lose track of the deeper meanings of that phrase and think of it as either conveying that something's been memorized, like when a child says that they know the alphabet by heart. Or we think about it for purely emotional responses, like when the spouse of a suspect on, say, one of the police procedural shows that Catherine and I like to watch says, "I know in my heart he couldn't have done that." And I don't think it's a spoiler to say that whenever you see a TV character say those words, they're wrong. On Tuesday, we started moving toward a more integrated idea something that didn't reduce by heart to just a rote memorization, but also not something that left a firm divide between quantifiable categorical reason as head knowledge and intangible emotion as heart knowledge. We were moving toward this idea of heart knowledge, of the things you know by heart, being the ideas that impact not just what you say, but what you do. I have enjoyed making this connection of the action of the Holy Spirit to these things we know by heart, to these ideas that we express not just with our minds or our mouths, but in our bodies, as we started a week where we planned to begin our confirmation class. In the Presbyterian Church, we baptize infants because we believe that is a recognition that God is calling and active in the lives of all people. And then later we have a confirmation class where we check in on what these children, now adolescents, have learned, which is also checking in on what we have taught them, whether deliberately or not. And then at the end of the confirmation process, this is fair warning to you, we ask the confirmands to stand before the congregation and to profess their faith, to tell us what it is that they believe. We do not, however, expect our confirmands to have fully received the Holy Spirit, to borrow the words of Acts. We ask them at that time to profess their faith, to tell us, but we do not yet ask or demand that they show us in everything they do. That, for some, comes later, and is why, too, today is an appropriate set of text for an installation service about receiving the Holy Spirit, not only in relation to confirmation, to joining the church, but into serving the church in greater and deeper ways. In our Presbyterian tradition, we believe that all people are called by God into a relationship that includes not just right words and belief, but also right practice. Not religious practice, but practice in all things we do. We believe that we are called not just to profess our faith, but to embody it, to live our faith by heart, and to allow it to guide our every choice. And so in the Presbyterian tradition, when we elect elders or call pastors, when we elect deacons, we are recognizing the action of the Holy Spirit in those people. At least we hope we are. We are when we do it well. We believe that our election of individuals into church offices is not just an act of choosing leadership. It's not just choosing people to sit on a board, but that we are recognizing those people who have already responded to God's call for leadership. And so we use the red to mark ordinations and installations. We use the red in a recognition of the way the Holy Spirit is already acting within people, as on the day of Pentecost. And we use the red as well as a form of visual prayer that they will continue to be receptive to the action of the Holy Spirit, that they will continue to be guided by the Holy Spirit as they fulfill the roles to which we have elected them. Given the threat of ice today, we are waiting on the installation service. We are waiting on beginning these classes, but I hope that we can take the next 2 weeks, not just to wait for slightly warmer, drier weather, but also to work within ourselves, all of us, to listen for the Spirit, to recognize the action of the Spirit in our own lives, not just on the red Sundays, but throughout the year. Amen.